the approach to Emuna, which we're going to be introduced to it this week, I just want to bring out another inyan. We're living in a zman of Hester Panim. When the Rabban Shlalem doesn't show himself, this is our Nesaya in the zman hazeh. We're going to elaborate, Mias Hashem, on this. There were generations when everybody saw the Rabban Shlalem. The Yavis HaGdashim saw Yidin by Yitzias Mitzchayim. The Yidin in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Yidin in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, for hundreds of years, they witnessed big maifs and wonderful things. Like it says in the Mishnah, in Aveis. The Mishnah in Aveis was written very close to the Beis HaMikdash, from the Tanayim, the early Tanayim. And you have the Asara Nisim, which you had in the Beis HaMikdash. And these Asara Nisim weren't something that once happened. He was able to see them every day. Well, it's true that these Asara Nisim that the Mishnah mentions was in the first Beis HaMikdash. But even in the second Beis HaMikdash, they saw Nisim Nigalim, Kseida, Nisim Nigalim. And the generations after them, in the times of the Tanoim, here and there, and the Gemara tells us Maifsim that the Tanoim did, like Rabbi Hanina ben Daisa, a very big part of Masechtas Tainus speaks about the Maifsim and the wonderful things of Rabbi Hanina ben Daisa and his Chavayrim, and the times of the Amayroim, times of the Ga'inim, times of the Rishainim. And then there could have been a little pause, and then came the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidim. Yidin saw big things. And today there's Hester Panim. The Rabban Shalom doesn't show himself. There's reasons for that. This is our Nisayon. This is our test, to have a Emunah, even though we don't see those things. But still, here and there, we do see. There's a pasuk, you say it every Friday night in Aluchon Ran, and a pasuk in Tehillim, Ha'iru v'rakav teveil. The lightnings of the Rabbanei Shleilam illuminated the teveil. Teveil means earth, but there are seven names for our planet Earth. You have Eretz, Adama, Alka. There are many names. The Gemara mentions seven names to our planet. One of them is Teveil. What does Teveil mean? Teveil means confusion. You have it in Chumash. In Parshas Emor. So over there, you have the Mumim of the Kohen, and that's puzzle for the Avodah, and Mumim of an animal, that's puzzle for a carbon. So one of the Mumim there is Tevalul, a mixture, a confusion. In other words, there is a white vein running through the pupil of the eye, and that confuses his eyesight. He doesn't see clear. That's called tvalul, a mixture. So Rashi brings in the Parsha of Arayis, where somebody marries one of the Arayis, So the pasuk says tevel asu. It's a mixture. It's mixing of the seeds in a very inappropriate way. The Rabbanu Shlodim isn't happy with that. Tevel means confusion, mixture. Now supposing somebody would be walking in the country where there are no lamps, in a dark night, a cloudy night, and it's raining, he sees nothing, it's so dark, and for a moment lightning and everything is illuminated, he sees everything mamish like by daylight, but that is only for a moment and then it's dark again. But that brief moment of the lightning was enough to give him direction where to go. He saw the road. He saw which way the road is. A lightning in the middle of a dark, rainy night. The pasuk says, "Hayiru v'rakav teveil." The lightnings of the Rabbanu Shleilim lighted up the confusion of the night. We are now living in a teveil, in a world of confusion. The whole arena which is presented to us, the whole setting of the world, is one of Hester Panim, where the Rabbanu Shleilim disguises himself and hides himself and doesn't show his kavod. And the Rishayim, they're having a holiday. They're having a field day. They do what they want. And in our teveil, in our Hester Panim, here and there we see things. Sometimes we have tzaddikim today, but the Rabbanu Shleilim doesn't give them rishus to show maifsim the way our great grandfathers and great grandmothers saw. They saw real maifsim with dibukim and such things. They saw. We don't see. There's Hester Panim today. The rishus is taken away from the tzaddikim to show maifsim, to show miracles, nisim. But here and there we do see something. We do see something. Here and there, a tzaddik does a certain thing. It doesn't happen too often, but when it happens, it's hayiru v'rakav teveil. For a moment, the confusion of the dark, rainy night is lit up. We see, just for a moment. I have had personal experiences, a lot of personal experiences, with great tzaddikim. Tzaddikim who aren't there anymore among us. But I have had very great, very personal experiences, mamish maifsim, which cannot be explained al b'derech hateva. But I choose not to speak about them here in public, where it's being taped. And I'll tell you the things that happened to other people. If anybody wants to know things that happened to me, come into my office and we'll talk. Years ago, when I was a younger man, I was living in Williamsburg, and we had a chabura. A chabura in Musal. There was a few younger light got together, and every Tuesday night, and we got chizuk in Avodas Hashem, in Amunah. It's a very important thing to have such little meetings. By the Hasidim, they call it a chabur, and the Litvish yeshivas, they call it a va'ad. And there was a yid over there whom we respected very much. Leibo Asovsky, his name was. He has a grandchild now who runs a yeshiva in Mansi. A very respected yid, a chassidish yid, a ish emes, a big Eved Hashem. And he used to give us hadrachais and avdas Hashem. and I learned very much from him. So he told us a story which happened that he witnessed. He was there. The Sulanim Rebbe Zecheinu Levracha, who was a tzaddik mefursim, he lived in Russia, in Sulanim, came to visit Yerushalayim, and he had chassidim there, and they were very attached to the Rebbe. He was a ball of fire, that Sulanim Rebbe, fire mamish. The chassidim were very attached to him. And being that he was there for a short time, they wanted to get the most of him. So they met together every night, and they ate supper together, every time by a different chassid. Now, in Yerushalayim, especially in those days, that was about 50 years ago, especially in those days, every Elech HaYid had a beard. Yerushalayim, not to have a beard. Everybody had a beard. There was chassidim and literature there. The chassidim had a beard because the Baal Shem Tov, he advocated having a beard. The literature had a beard because the Vilna Gaon advocated that. They were the literature yidden of Yerushalayim are the real Talmidim, the descendants of the Vilna Gaon, of the Gra. And they keep his Menhagim and his Hanhagis. But here and there was a Yid who didn't have a beard for some reason, like those who came from Germany or whatever. They didn't have that Messiah of having a beard. So among the Slanim Chassidim, who used to get together every night with the Rebbe, there was somebody who was very attracted to them. He was a very Elech HaYid, but he didn't have no beard. I don't remember his name. I'll call him Yankel. Maybe his name was Pinchas, but I'll call him Yankel. And this Yankel used to come every night, and he used to drink with thirst every word that the Rebbe said. So one night, the Rebbe says to Yankel, Yankel? I mean, one morning by the davening, the Rebbe says to Yankel, Yankel, we're going to eat supper by you tonight. Which was a very big honor. Well, this Yankel was a pauper. He was an ani v'yavyan migoizla. He didn't have anything. And his friends knew it. So they all scratched together. Somebody brought fish, and somebody brought some flesh, and somebody brought some herring, and somebody brought some chvezvas, and they scratched together a suda. The Rebbe comes, sits down, and this Leibo Osofsky, my Rebbe, my mentor, was there among the Hasidim, and they sit down, and fish is served. And the Rebbe talks and talks and talks, and he doesn't eat. After a while, so if he doesn't eat, nobody ate. After a while, the Rebbe says, Yankel, by chassidim there's a minhag that you eat from one plate. Maybe you have a big plate and we're all going to eat from one plate. So Yankel doesn't answer, but he looks at another yid who was there. There was a fine scholarly yid with a long beard like Nachshon Ben Aminadav, and he looks at him. So the Rebbe says, what are you looking at him for? So he says, I'll tell you the Rebbe the truth, I didn't have any money to make a suda. Everybody helped me out. This yid is my neighbor and he gave me dishes. So now they understood why the Rebbe doesn't want to eat. He knew that the dishes aren't ketayvot. So he asks this yid, the dish giver, tell me, are these dishes ketayvot? Did you tayvot them? So he says, well, these are new dishes. and really they're glazed over with glass, but the inside is not glass. And there are some paskim that say that you don't have to tie with them, and it was a bit evident. So I gave him those dishes. The Rebbe was able to tell that the dishes aren't getaveled. So the Rebbe turns to Yankel and says, Yankel, you know the difference between you and that yid? When you're going to come after 120 years to the Kisi HaKavod, they're going to tell you, yid, yid, where is your beard? Yid, yid, who is thine bald? When he comes to the Kisi HaKavod, they're going to say, bald, bald, who is thine yid? Rabbi, there were tzaddikim who were able to see these things. A yid told me that davened with me together when I lived in Williamsburg. He was a nice yid. That, and now we're not talking about the Rebbe. Now we're talking about a gabbai of a Rebbe. So the gabbai of the Rebbe, they, people said on him that his big bal madreig, a big Eved Hashem, used to come make his rounds every year in the small little towns by the Hasidim of the Rebbe to collect mamud. It's a certain amount of money that they gave to the Rebbe. And this man, Mr. Singer, his name is Zechayna Levracha, his father used to be the fortunate person by whom the Gabbai stood. He was his host. So he told me, when I was sitting among some other Yidden by a table in the Polish Shtibel, that when he was a boy, so this gabbai came, and the mother complained that the gabbai is a chashev yid and he's coming for Shabbos, and the knife is an old knife and it's tzotnish kampanim, it's not presentable. So he went and bought a new knife. So he told the boy, he was a young boy then, around 10 years or 11 years old. Go to the river and table the knife. You know, the tiny little towns, there wasn't even any mikveh, they used to table in the river. So it says, go to the river and table the knife. So this boy went, and it was winter, and the river was frozen over, and he had to take some rocks and whatever, and work and bang until he cracks open a hole in the river so he'll be able to table the knife in the water underneath the ice. But he was too lazy. He confessed, he told us, I was a young boy, I was a small kid then. So I came home and I said I tabled the knife, and it was a lie, he didn't table it. His father made a mistake. You're not allowed to entrust a boy under bar mitzvah for tefillas kelim. Because it's a daraisa. The father made a mistake. Even if he would have tayavud it, he wouldn't have been Naaman. But that's what happened. So the yid makes kiddush, and they inhabit him to wash, and he comes over to the table, and there's the two chalas and the new knife, and the yid takes a knife in the hand, puts it down, and says, no, no, sakin, sakin. Can't talk out after until he said dime, but it's a little for the purpose. So the Suda said, talk Malash and Kaidish. So he said, do the Masa. Sakin, sakin. So they had to bring him the old knife. So he makes a bracha, and he eats a gazayas, and he says, the Masa is nish getaveled. So they tell the boy, no, did you tayvel the... You didn't... I sent my boy to tie with a masa. So the yid asked him, this could tie with a masa, Pinchas? His name is Pinchas Singer. So he says, no, he confessed. Yid were able to see such things. There's a very famous mindset that Rabbi Yashaber Briska once came to visit Rabbi Yamin Diskin. Rabbi Yamin Diskin was the father of Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, the Rabbi Yerushalayim. So he had to go, he was in the middle of traveling, so Rabbi Yamin gave the Briska Rav a piece of chicken to take along on the way, he should have what to eat. And he left, took the train, And then the Rebbetzin comes in rushing, Ei gewalt. There was a shayla on the chicken. She found something wrong, and they asked the Rebbe, and it was treif. Ei gewalt, what are we going to do? Rabbi, the briska lav is going to eat this chicken. So the Rabbi Binyamin Diskin says, don't worry, he won't eat the chicken. He won't. And then a few days later, he came back from the journey and came again to Rabbi Binyamin. So the Rabbi was standing there, so he says, I'll show you something. He says, I had a bellyache and I just couldn't eat it, and then I smelled it and I thought it's rotten, so I didn't eat it. A tzaddik has a shmira min hashamayim. There's this very famous story that with the Yeshua's Yankov. The Yeshua's Yankov was once traveling, and he came and he stopped off in the house of a certain Rav, and he visited him, and the Yeshua's Yankov was a gadol adoyah. So the Rav runs into the kitchen, tells the Rebbetzin, bring kibbutz, bring something to eat, recover to the Lemberger Rav, the Yeshua's Yankov. So she prepared something in the kitchen, and they sat down and they were speaking about a Rambam, and then the Rebbetzin brings in a pancake, you know, eggs baked in a pan with fats, whatever, and butter. So they sit down, and then the piping hot pancake is served on the dish, and instead of eating, the Yeshua's Yankov takes the knife, cuts it into the pancake with his fork in one hand, the knife in the other hand, and he says, you know, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Kedushin, that's a Shvera Rambam, and he starts talking about that Rambam. So he says a whole pilpul, yeah, very nice. So the Rav, the host, says, Lemberger Rav, the pancake is getting cold, make a bracha. So instead, the Lemberger Rav says, yeah, but there's a Rambam in Hilchos Gittin, that's a very difficult Rambam. And he starts talking about that Rambam, and he forenfos the Rambam. Lemberger Rav, the pancake is cold already, should we rewarm it? There's Rambam. Then the Rebbetzin comes in running, and did you eat the pancake? Oh, Baruch Hashem, you didn't eat it. Good. What happened? She just realized she made this pancake with butter, and she made it in a fleishig pan. So the Rav asks Yeshua's Yankov, a maifis? A maifis? Lemberger Rav, Yeshua maifsim? He wasn't a chassid. He says, this is for the chassidim. So Lemberger Rav says, Yeshua's Yankov says, this isn't a maifis. Simple. I took the knife to cut the pancake, and as I was cutting it, from the pressure, there was a splash of butter right into my face, and it made my face dirty. So I figured, I am Lemberger Rav. If this pancake has so much chutzpah to splash me in the face, he's treif. So I know that it's treif. There can be the kind of such mindsets, and even in our day we see such mindsets as I told you, more fantastic than what I told you. And you see such things, but they happen seldom. It's hayiru v'rak of teveil. It's like the Rabbeinu Shleidem lights up momentarily for a moment, and we see brightness. Here and there we see the Rabbeinu Shleiman. But we're living now in the very deep Hester, dark blue Hester upon him. The Rabbeinu Shleiman is hiding his face. Like it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, before Mashiach comes, V'yanoichi Hester Aster as Panei Mayhem. Rabbeinu Shlom says, I'm going to hide my face. There'll be a period when Yidden wouldn't even see the Rabbeinu Shlom. He wouldn't show his presence. And with Emunah, we're going to have to go through this most difficult periods, and believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom, even though we don't see. And this is what Rabbeinu Shalom wants from us now. This is our Nisayon. Why this is our Nisayon? We're going to talk about it. I think I told you this, Mainzer, but just in case not, and even if I did, maybe some other people didn't hear it, there was a machlaikis between two tzaddikim, the Katzke Rebbe and the Apta. So the Apta once sent a messenger to the Katzke Rebbe, and he said, "With me you have a machlaikis? You dear have a machlaikis with me? Do you know that on Sukkis I see the seven Ushpizen, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe and Yosef and David, coming into my Sukkah? I see them." So the Katzke Rebbe answered, "And with me you dear have a machlaikis? Do you know that every Sukkis I believe that the seven Ushpizen come into my Sukkah? I believe." Believing is a bigger madrega than seeing. So this is our Nisayon in these days. But from that vegan, Rabbeinu Shlom sometimes has Rachmanis on us, and he gives us a glimpse of himself for a moment, and then it disappears again. But we do have Giluyim today. We do. The Rabbeinu Shlom here and there does show himself today. But our tafkid, our calling in this world, our shlichus, when our neshamas were sent down into this period of darkness, is to believe in the Rabbeinu Shleilem, notwithstanding the hester upon them, notwithstanding the way the Rabbeinu Shleilem disguises himself. Seid gesund, be seeing you.